This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve, you are not going to believe this. People on Reddit are having a debate. People on Reddit are debating.
Okay.
Has that ever happened before?
I don't even know what this Reddit thing is that you think. Honestly, I'm not a big Reddit person. Like, the only time I know of Reddit is when someone writes an article about a Reddit conversation. Do you spend time on Reddit?
A teensy weensy bit, but I know people that are obsessed with it.
Like, oh, yeah.
They probably spend more time on Reddit than all the other social media things combined.
For the most part, I know what's going on Reddit because a couple of my hockey buddies just constantly send me links because they're constantly on Reddit.
So the Reddit debate happening right now is all about nu metal and who the big four would be.
Oh man, I'm in for this conversation. I might get on Reddit just to be a part of this one. So the big four, that name is because of the big four in thrash metal or in heavy metal. And, you know, it's Metallica, it's Slayer, it's Anthrax, and is it Megadeth? I think that's the big four.
Sure.
I'm looking at you, and you look like you're so on board with what I'm about to say. Like, you know what I'm about to say. And then that's the response I get. Could not be better.
Yep, that's
sure.
The one. Those are them.
Wait, can you go over your list one more time?
Metallica, Anthrax, Slayer, and I believe it's Megadeth. That's considered to be the big four. Like, they did a tour called the Big Four.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What are you looking at?
Something totally different.
Male adult film stars. What? No, this
Get
is about music. You weirdo.
Screen.
Well, let's start things off with the bands that are getting the most mentioned so far.
Okay.
Are you ready?
All right, I'm excited.
Here we go.
Yeah.
You really can't argue Korn.
That's like the kings of nu metal. For
not me. When it comes to nu metal. No.
No,
this band definitely deserves to be in this.
I think
a lot of times when you do like these top four, Mount Rushmores, the big four, whatever it may be, there's usually like one or two that I think everybody can agree belongs in that list.
Korn is a definite.
Yes.
Okay, what about these guys?
You need to ask.
This is the song you went with?
What would you go with? Break Stuff?
Nookie!
Nookie?
Yeah!
We've heard Nookie enough.
We have not heard Nookie enough, number one.
Wait, you would go with Nookie over Roland?
100,000.
You're insane.
Dude,
take your hat and put it forward. Nope, you can't wear your hat backwards if you're going to say something like
that. It's also not red. Number one, Significant
Doesn't
Other.
Doesn't matter. He sometimes wore non-red hats.
Significant Other was a way better album than Chocolate Starfish.
Oh, boy.
You
oh
need
boy.
To shut the F up.
I'm just saying.
Oh, no.
They grew.
They did not grow.
Boiler Room? Come on.
Oh.
See, this is the kind of debate Reddit is having right now. People are all fired up.
Yeah, I can't punch a human on Reddit, but I can punch a human right now.
So here are some.
Thank you, Sarah.
Here are some of the other bands who came up. And there's more to debate here. So let's go.
Wake up.
I mean. I mean, I think there's a very strong conversation for them being in this.
Yeah. I agree.
I always view them as something that's like more artsy fartsy than nu metal.
See, I'm the same way. I don't know if I can quite crown them nu metal.
I wouldn't be upset, though, if somebody decided to make a definitive list and they were on it. I wouldn't be like, this list is trash.
Okay, how do you feel about this band?
Oh. I mean, they just make me want to take my clothes off.
My favorite thing ever was when Deftones were referred to as horny corn.
They are like this. That is such a great way to describe them.
I don't understand.
They are like the genuine of metal.
They really are.
Right? They put everybody. If you're a lady and you're into metal, more often than not, this is the band that puts you in the mood.
It's very nice.
The Deftones.
Okay. These guys, for me, a definite nod on the four. Everything you say to me.
That'd be like my number two or three, honestly.
Honestly, though, for me, I feel like they phased themselves out of the list based on their later records. Oh, now I'm going to get punched by Tyron.
Do you hear this?
I do.
Nu metal makes us all rather aggressive. Listen to some of their more recent stuff before, obviously, Chester left us. That was not metal.
No.
It wasn't even metal. It was
melodic.
It was pop.
Yeah.
So I feel like they turned their back on the nu metal scene. They don't deserve to be on this list.
Okay.
And I like Linkin Park.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
Here's the next one.
I don't think that they're nu metal.
I kind of am with you, Danny. I don't know if I quite put them in that category.
They were big, obviously. Like, I think that the nu metal scene helped them, but I don't think... I think it was for, like, the people that listen to, you know, they're like, no, you listen to Slipknot. You don't listen to Limp Bizkit.
And last but certainly not least.
You guys picked the wrong song.
What would you pick?
Lower it. I'll tell you. You should have went with this one.
Nailed it. Nu metal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.